Now, from all this, several things become clear. Having reached his present stage of evolution, a stage where he finds himself endowed with simple consciousness plus rudimentary self-consciousness, having reached this stage, a choice confronts man. Confronts him not collectively. Confronts him individually. In other words, the choice confronts you and me. We can either stop where we now are, that is, they remain just simple consciousness plus rudimentary self-consciousness, or we can continue to evolve. We can continue the process. Continue evolution. But if we decide to continue, if we decide that we want to evolve more, then this must be, only by virtue of our individual determination and individual effort. Nature, one might even, if one wanted to be a little ironical, one might even say Mother Nature can do nothing more for us. Moreover, from now onwards, evolution means one thing and one thing only, which is development of consciousness, not development of material civilization, material things, and so on, not development of the body, not the development of any of those qualities or characteristics that man shares with the lower animals, but from now onwards, evolution. The future of man, if you like, the true future, consists in this one thing, the development of his consciousness, the development of his mind. Existence, which is truly human, we may say, therefore, is, and by very definition must be, a struggle. Nowadays, people often don't like to think of existence, much less still human life, as a struggle. They'd much rather, in some cases at least, think of it in terms of something that just drifts along, and you drift along with it. Life as drift. Well, there are some aspects of life which are drift, but the higher evolution is not one of them. And truly human existence, therefore, cannot be adrift, cannot be anything passive, cannot be anything negative. Truly human existence must be a struggle, an effort, even if you like, a fight. It's a struggle for the development of ourselves. And at least some of us know that we are very recalcitrant material indeed. A struggle for the development of consciousness to its next highest level, its next highest stage. And this, of course, brings us back to our four stages, and therewith, I'm afraid, very nearly at least, to the conclusion of today's talk. But first of all, one or two more comments. Most people, regrettably, are content to stand still. They merely recapitulate the past, biologically, culturally, intellectually. Recapitulate the past. Don't think in terms of development. After all, how many people, when they wake up in the morning, ever think, now, how can I develop myself today? At the most, they might think, some of them, in terms of developing their muscles or developing their intelligence, but not developing their consciousness, not developing themselves, in the fully human and distinctively human sense of the term. So most people therefore do not lead truly human lives. Most people live what are essentially animal lives, that is, say, lives based principally on simple consciousness, with just a vestige of self-consciousness, and no effort to develop further, no effort to develop the embryonic self-consciousness. This is the position of the majority. So those who do try to develop themselves, those who do try to develop their consciousness, to become more self-conscious, more aware, more mindful, more alive, if you like, they will find themselves in a minority. We hear a lot about minorities these days. We hear about the black minority in white America, and we hear about democratic minorities in totalitarian countries, and maybe totalitarian-minded minorities in democratic countries, and so on. But perhaps the minority which is in the most difficult position in many ways is the minority of those who try to develop themselves, their consciousness, in the midst of a majority which very decidedly does not make any such effort. So if one is going to develop oneself, one's consciousness, one has to recognize and one has to accept the fact that one is going to be, by virtue of their effort, in the minority. The higher evolution is really the concern of religion, the development of consciousness to its next stage is really the concern of religion, in the sense of universal religion, the religion of the individual. But nowadays, unfortunately, not much help is to be gained, is to be looked for, from that quarter, especially in the West. In fact, the whole idea of going for help in the higher evolution, developing one's consciousness to its next stage, to the average priest, padre, minister, whatnot, might raise a smile on the faces of at least some people. Owing to the pull of what we called last year the gravitational pull, that is to say, the influence exerted by the conditioned on universal religion. Universal religion has become, in most parts of the world, transformed and degraded into ethnic religion. And churches and similar bodies we find are just part of what is often pejoratively called the establishment. And in them there's very little concern for anything resembling the higher evolution of man or the development of human consciousness. There's much more concern, we may say, for such development in the sphere of the fine arts and in the sphere of psychology, at least in some of its branches.